This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 11th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel tonight is mild, with a gentle breeze. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear, making for a warm and pleasant night. Jerusalem also sees clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a cool evening. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, American pressure on Prime Minister Netanyahu is at its peak, with a ceasefire in Lebanon now a matter of when, not if. The negotiations, originally set for next week, have already begun this evening. Also, Ynet reports that Hezbollah has stepped up rocket fire on northern Israel. This comes as five IDF divisions push deeper into southern Lebanon. Rocket sirens were heard in Nahariya, Safed and nearby communities. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post explores the complexities of the Iran war ceasefire. The article questions if the U.S. and Israel have met their objectives in this challenging information landscape. Separately, Axe EOS reveals that Lebanon and the U.S. have requested Israel to pause its military actions. A ceasefire poses political challenges for Netanyahu. And finally, from earlier reporting by Haaretz, Israeli officials are weighing the potential impact of these developments on regional stability. Here's what people are saying online. From the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, a commentator posted minutes ago that sometimes diplomacy is only effective on paper. Former Information Minister Jana Chakzai, in a post from earlier today, highlighted the gaps between U.S. and Iranian positions as ceasefire talks approach in Islamabad. Kuwaiti journalist Ahmed Jaralla, in a recent post, emphasized that Iran, not America, is the enemy. He criticized Iran's leadership, calling it a sick Satan. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the American pressure on Netanyahu. Walla reports that diplomatic negotiations have accelerated unexpectedly. The urgency stems from Washington's insistence on a ceasefire in Lebanon. This development may shift the dynamic of the ongoing conflict and could lead to a temporary halt in hostilities. Turning to the situation in northern Israel, Ynet highlights the increased rocket fire from Hezbollah as IDF forces advance in southern Lebanon. This escalation raises concerns for civilian safety in the region. The IDF's strategy aims to suppress Hezbollah's capabilities, but the continued threat looms large for communities near the border. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post examines the Iran war ceasefire. The analysis questions if the strategic goals have been achieved by the U.S. and Israel. The complexity of modern information warfare complicates public perception and diplomatic efforts. This adds layers to how the ceasefire might unfold. On the diplomatic front, Axe EOS reports that Lebanon and the U.S. have sought a pause in Israeli military actions. The implications of a ceasefire are significant for Netanyahu, who faces domestic and international scrutiny. Political maneuvering will be crucial in shaping the outcome of these negotiations. Finally, Israeli officials are assessing the broader impact of these developments. Haaretz reports that any agreement could redefine the balance of power and influence in the region. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that a young man was arrested after throwing a Molotov cocktail at the home of Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI. The incident highlights security concerns for tech leaders. Separately, CTech reveals that Israel's defense ministry has approved a secret budget to expand the Arrow missile program. This move aims to address interceptor shortages amid ongoing tensions with Iran. And finally, Walla Business reports that the Histadrut has proposed injecting 150 million shekels to resolve the furlough crisis. This aims to address disparities between the public and private sectors, offering relief to affected workers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.